Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The great Jack McCaffrey's with us. Hi, Jackie.
Thanks, Angelo. How are you?
Jack, I needed you today. I got so many different things I want to run by. Let me start with basketball for a second.
Yeah.
Did you see the video of Joel Embiid? He apparently in the middle of the night now is jogging in Center City. And we really want him to be healthy this year. Do you think that's a great idea, Jack?
No, and it's not a great idea. And they've mishandled that in so many ways. I mean, the worst. And again, it's a minor thing, but it's all about image. It's all about the message you're trying to send.
Yep.
He caught a whole lot of heat from me and other people for dancing at the concert on the very same floor.
That's right.
Where he wasn't able to play.
You're right.
You know. And you can make the case it's a small little dance. He's having some fun, but it's just not the right message to send. If you're not ready to run up and down the floor and play basketball, you shouldn't be doing these kind of things over and over and over in public. Once in a while, maybe. It's just a bad look.
Is he the thing? Is he's such a likable guy, right, Jack?
But
I get the feeling he's not real manageable. Like, I have a feeling that he gets off the reservation a lot and pretty much does whatever he wants.
Too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
And doesn't play enough for my taste. Now, it is the sports scientists around there that are telling him what to do. And as far as basketball is concerned, so he's definitely under their thumb once it comes to basketball. But the Sixers, if they want to put out a consistent message, they should try to limit him dancing, running, even coming out with no shoes on, things that make you wonder what's going on. Or does he have the same message as they're trying to sell? It's a bad look. The look won't matter if he plays basketball and they win games. They'll
Absolutely.
All be forgotten.
All right, Jack,
but right now, it's not a good look.
Let me move on to the Birds. Have you ever seen anything like Sunday in L.A.? Have you ever seen fans take over the way our fans took over Los Angeles?
No. It's a unique situation. Of course, it's a 25 to 30,000 seat stadium. So if you buy up 10,000 tickets or so on StubHub, you can have a 50% of the house. So I guess it's a unique situation. But Eagles fans, I've said it a million times in my columns on the air, they're so loyal and they're so passionate. And they've been through a lot. And they support the team. And I don't root for teams, but I kind of root for people. I'd like to see Eagles fans eventually try to have a parade. They waited long enough. They're great. They're just great fans. And to put up with this since 1960, it's amazing, and they just keep getting more and more loyal. And they should be proud of the way they support their team.
Hey, Jack, I asked my co-host this at the beginning of the show. I want to ask you now because there's a lot of good answers to this question. What is the number one reason the Eagles have started strong at 3-1? What would you be the number one thing that has happened to make them be that successful this early?
Well, it's been good. They've been hanging on to the ball a little better, not so much Torrey Smith, but Aguilar has. Wentz has taken the next step. We talked during training camp, Angelo, and I came away from training camp saying, this is a team that has a little something different, and you can never put your finger on it. But there was an attitude there. They did a nice job in the offseason, even just acquiring Jeffrey and Smith and Blunt. It was a message that said, listen, we have a pretty good team. We're going to try to make it a little better. It resonated throughout the team. There was a positive attitude there around the team that was real. It wasn't manufactured. So the difference is they've got a winning attitude there, and that will carry you a long way. Now, they've beaten a couple of bad teams by small margins in the last couple of weeks. I don't want to get too carried away over it, but really through training camp, there was something different about it. And if you want to pin me to what it was, it goes back to Howie Roseman acquiring those veterans as a message that says, listen, we're serious about this thing.
And I'm going to go back a year before that, and I'm going to say that Howie's greatest move and the move that he will become his legacy was getting Carson Wentz. Now, you've covered a lot of great athletes in this town, Jack, for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, do you see the ingredients there that you see in greatness from players?
Yeah, you try to. You're talking about, do I see Wentz as being on the level of Hall of Famer?
Do I see?
We've covered a lot of
Hall
of Famers
over here. Wait a minute. He's young. I'm saying at the very beginning of the process, do you see the ingredients that could lead to that a long time from now?
Work ethic. He's got the work ethic. He's got the size. He's got all the measurables. He's a pretty decent communicator. He commands the room. So yeah, you see all of that. His pedigree is certainly there. Number two overall pick in the draft. What's not to like? What's not to like?
Maybe he's going to get us what we want that you were talking about before.
It's been a long time,
Jack.
Sure.
It's been a long wait. You got to admit this. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get to the Phillies, and I got to tell you the truth, Jack. I don't know if you've been harsh on him or not. I hate the way they're running this team right now.
What's the matter?
Did you agree? Well, let's start with the first thing. Did you agree with the firing of Pete Maccanin?
Of course. Yeah.
You did.
There needed to be sweeping changes there. That was a better team than a team that finished 30 games under 500. It was a team that was asleep for too much of the summer. Yeah, you needed to make the change.
They were 37-38 when they finally gave him some players. You didn't see that?
They were a lot of meaningless games down the stretch, and Pete was the first one to tell you that they don't judge this on September.
Right.
That goes back to as long as there's been baseball. Connie Mack was quoted as saying that. Never judge anything in September. And they won meaningless games. When they had an opportunity, Maccanin had it right coming into the season when he said he thinks they could be 500. We all giggled. We all laughed. We said, wow, that's a pretty low bar to set. But it was an accurate bar to set. That team had 500 talent, and they really didn't. They didn't achieve that. Matt Klentak gave Maccanin 2 years. He also gave him a little contract extension, hoping that that would help. Nothing helped.
Okay, hold on.
Was it all Pete's fault?
All right, fine. We cover Pete. Now, can you tell me? Can you apply the same critical eye to Matt Klentak and tell me how you think he's doing?
Not great, and I judge everybody by the same standard. Is have you won or have you not won? Matt Klentak has run the standard general manager play, which is let the previous coach hang himself, give myself a little bit of a buffer of a couple of years, and now pick my own head coach in baseball, a manager, and that's what's going to happen now. The clock will start to tick now on Klentak once he appoints his own manager. The players that he wanted to get up there, Hoskins, Williams, Nolan.
Well, hold on. None of those are his players,
Jack. Now the clock really starts to
tick. None of those are his players. He didn't bring any of them here. All the guys that they brought up, he didn't bring any of them here. What has he done so far?
Amaro did.
I'm asking a real specific question here. What has Matt Klentak accomplished in 2 years here? Forget the record. No one expected him to win when he got here. What has he brought here that is impressive to you 2 years into his tenure?
And the same thing I said, nothing much.
Why is he on such a longer leash than the guy that he just fired?
I don't know if 2 years is a long leash. He's only had 2 years.
It was for Pete.
It's Klentak's job to decide Pete's future. It's not Pete's job to decide Klentak's future. Klentak he gave Pete an opportunity. Pete didn't do it. He's now going to move on. And I'll just stand by what I said. Now the leash will be a lot shorter for Matt Klentak.
All right, now he's got to produce.
I mentioned your show on my column over the weekend, and I go back to when John Middleton told you, I'm going to win a World Series or I'm going to die trying.
Yeah.
For me, that was the signature quote of the entire season.
Yep.
That was the inspiration behind Matt Klentak getting off his rear end and saying, okay, Pete, you got to go. It's time to accelerate this thing.
Well, that's one way to interpret it. The other way I interpret it is the first two first-round picks that he had, one being the number one pick in the entire draft, 238 this year he hit, check. The second year he's in the pros. That's not going to get it done for this organization. We didn't just suffer to 187 losses in the 2 years and then not get from that some great young talent to supplement the young talent that was here when they got here. I don't see it. I'm looking for it. I want to see some indication that McPhail, who has been absolutely invisible for 2 years, and Klentak, who can't get a sentence out that isn't an insult to the fans, I would like to see them step up and show me something now. Is that asking too much?
I think you got it. Over the weekend, the general manager stepped up, fired the manager, said, hey, we're going to accelerate this thing. They certainly need a good offseason. I think we agree. It's time to get it together.
Jack, cast that critical eye on who's running the Phillies now. They need a kick in the ass by somebody more than me. That's all I'm asking.
Okay.
Thank you, Jack.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.